This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Was the night before Thursday and all through the shed. Not a creature was stirring. Mark Ronson was dead. Welcome to the HeadGum Podcast featuring, what is it, Marika Brownlee?
That's my name.
But I don't want to be here.
Title?
I'll decline to answer.
Bad start, Amir Blumenfeld.
American Jew ass.
Like face ass?
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm badass, but instead of bad, I'm Jewish.
Do you guys remember face ass?
No.
This was a trend, I think, in 2012, where people would like rap and use face ass as the end of every line. So the one that I remember, and I don't remember why I memorized this, but it was
shell face ass with your hair face ass, bando tripping out the house face ass. Why does my friend never want to leave the house face ass? Versace, Versace, Versace face ass?
I've never heard of this.
If you look up Versace face ass, it'll come up.
Yeah, I searched it. It said Google could find no results, which is the first time I've ever seen that.
No, I know.
The fact that it doesn't exist anywhere online is so rare. So like you, I can't believe you thought of something.
The tags are so bad that nothing else comes up, even unrelated.
That's right.
It's Wednesday, April 19th.
You are off by nearly 2 months. June 10th. April 19th.
You said you were going to pick up the slack of Jake, who couldn't make it today.
Yeah, that's why I'm
You said you were going to know Lord of the Rings.
Yes, and I do. Give me a trivia question.
What's Mordor? Pretty simple question. What's Mordor?
Where's Mordor?
Well, you could also say what's New York City.
Yeah. No, I'm saying Mordor is the place where they're trying to find out where the Lords of the Rings are from with regards to getting it back to, like, from where they are to where they need to go, basically.
The fact that you said with regards to in that whole definition.
Yeah, so that's Mordor. Mordor, I prefer less door, but I'll take what I can get.
He's proud of that.
This is the new Toyota Avalon. It comes in a four-door. But I do see that you're dressed head to toe in Lord of the Rings merchandise, so I assume there's a Mordor joke here.
Nice, yeah. This is do you have any Mordor options or Sordor?
Yeah, my colleague just ran your credit. You're not getting this car.
Of course, yeah, because I have a bunch of unpaid bills, as it were.
Yeah.
Most of it was to Lord of the Rings themed costume warehouses. That I owe thousands of dollars to.
Costume-themed
warehouses? Yes. So the warehouse is not a costume warehouse. It's a costume-themed warehouse. So like all the boxes.
The fuck is that?
So like the boxes which contain goods and services are themed like a costume. So it's like a Batman-shaped box, but the box is filled with blenders and socks.
Somebody steps on your cape. Did you guys hear that Seattle in Capitol Hill, they declared an autonomous zone? So it's not under the rule of the U.S. for six blocks?
No, I didn't.
What is it under the rule of?
Anarchists. Nobody's in charge.
It seems illegal, right? To do that, to just declare it as a zone that doesn't exist in America?
It's illegal if it was in America, but you're not getting, and I'm like, sorry to have to do this in front of Marika, but like what you're not getting is that it isn't in America anymore. We lost that block.
You couldn't be happier to do this in front of Marika. You were so happy. You were staring at Marika but talking to me.
Marika, what did you think about me before I just did that versus now?
I really wasn't paying attention, so it's about the same.
Fuck.
But maybe a little worse.
So much work for nothing.
All right, so Ferris will cut this out, but I thought that it'd be fun because we are a podcast network.
Why do you say Ferris will cut this out? Like, don't say anything. No, I'm just thinking. So just say it and decide the post-production later. Because when you say Ferris will cut this out, it means I don't want to take this segment seriously. You're basically saying this means nothing, but here we go. So just say it. If it's funny, we'll keep it. If not, we'll cut it out. Don't say Ferris.
But that's exactly my point. Because if I want to lower the expectation, so right. We'll keep this in. If it's good, we'll keep it out. If it isn't, Ferris, cut all this out, no matter what I'm saying. Basically, what'll because if you guys think that none of this is on the record, it'll all be cut out. You'll have this freedom. You know, it's like a free flowing state. You'll be so open to.
It's just you're lying to us.
Don't see it as lying. See it as like producing.
Okay, so what were you saying? Are you drinking wine, by the way?
Yeah, it's a shard. It's a buttery shard.
Don't say any of those words together.
It's a charred shard. So I froze a Chardonnay and then grilled it.
So you froze wine, which is very hard to do, and then melted it again into a glass.
That's exactly what happened.
And was
that's
it not grilled? What I was expecting. Was it grilled in or out of the bottle?
No, I poured wine into... basically a Tupperware that was in the shape of a big ice cube, froze it, and then dropped rectangular 3D block, a brick of wine, onto a gas grill.
Okay. And then it fell
and
onto
it melted.
What? Into?
It didn't fall any. It just was on the grill, charred for a spell, and then it melted. It.
What were you asking us before?
This is not a virtual background, by the way.
You're in front of an aurora borealis, and it looks like the middle of Norway.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Is that why you're
it's
wearing
beautiful.
That hat?
What's that?
Is that why you're wearing that hat?
No, I'm wearing the hat because I didn't show. Oh, it actually doesn't look that bad. It's perfect.
You moosed it.
It's not Patrick Stump hair, but...
You mean Pete Wentz?
Yeah, sorry.
All right, watch this. This is for the fans and the culture and the gram, the Vine.
Vine doesn't exist anymore, but yeah. Aren't you huge on Bite?
And then you have to get the hair, the back.
Yeah.
I was telling Marika this yesterday.
Yeah, it works.
It's like a comb over, but you never needed one to begin with.
Right.
It's a comb fronter. So all the hair goes to the front. Like,
sorry,
it's
what
kind
were
of
you
coming
gonna
at you.
Say? Like, stop riffing.
Dream jobs don't apply to us. Need not apply. Dream pods? Let's talk about it. Marika, who's somebody or some IP that you would love to see a show about?
You ask questions so poorly. Rephrase it. Be clearer.
Of all the pods that don't exist, which one would you listen to?
And why?
I don't know which way was worse. I'm just really stuck on what IP... Do you want to be a podcast?
I'm asking you that.
You don't have to emphasize that. That's clear. You called out to me to answer this question, and I know that. And I'm saying you asked it poorly, and it's difficult to answer off the cuff.
You could have prepared, but I didn't give you the question ahead of time.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
So we're in agreement.
Then you rephrased it to make it a slightly worse, different question.
I was thinking that
so you don't care about our answers.
I was letting you guys talk first so that I didn't appear like I was dominating the conversation. Yeah.
It's clear you had a certain one that you wanted to talk about or a joke to make, so why don't you just go ahead and do that? Because you were not listening to what we were saying.
Right. Mickey Mouse House Hunters.
So it's Disney, basically. What you guys have to understand is that Disney owns Marvel, Disney owns Fox, Disney owns all of the Walt Disney Animation catalog.
Okay.
So we're talking most of Hollywood. Why are you rubbing your eyes? Sorry,
Star Wars. I was crying, but also Star Wars.
And not in like a happy way.
Like, I want to see celebrities house hunting. And so we, like a celebrity realtor, takes them around. And this is all audio, so we don't see the house, so they don't have to worry about privacy. But it's them giving their thoughts on like a 3-bedroom.
And we don't see the house?
They describe the house or not.
And Mickey Mouse is how is it involved? Because it is half of the title is Mickey Mouse.
Just because, like I was saying, Disney owns so much of Hollywood. And so like so much of Hollywood also has to do with celebrities. I don't know if you actually knew that, but basically.
So it's just Disney adjacent celebrities speaking about their houses that they're looking to buy without any visual component.
It'll be Disney adjacent. So Jason Mantzoukas is sort of browsing in Highland Park. And I think that he was in...
I think he was in one of the Marvel movies.
And what is that?
No.
But I guess that really? Doesn't matter because adjacent wasn't part of your pitch. You said Disney adjacent, which just meant Jason Mantzoukas. So he doesn't have to be adjacent.
Yeah.
And what's the podcast exactly? He's looking at a house.
He's browsing. Like, he's not even actively looking because he has to go to New York for like a few months. So he'll be back in October. But for now, let's kind of see what's available.
You were going
to
say
so
June,
he's just
right?
on like apartments.com.
No, this isn't. Sorry, this is not to rent. This is to own. All right. Okay. Or lease to own opportunities.
Okay. So he's on StreetEasy browsing for apartments to own and talking about it into a microphone by himself.
Yes, but then a part of it could be that he's also talking to his celebrity friends over drinks and he's like, "Have you guys like do you guys know Monterey Hills? Like
what's
that
the
area
name of the
like?
Show? What's the name of the show again?"
The name of the show, oh, I'm glad you asked. It's actually Mickey Mouse House Hunters.
Right. So that you know that that title is bad based on what you just told us, right? Cuz you were talking about Jason Mantzoukas looking at for a house.
Yeah, it doesn't have to exclusively be about Disney. I mean, NADPOD doesn't only do D&D.
They do.
All right, I've never listened to it.
All right.
Yeah, that's clear.
Amira, dream pods?
Dream pods. I'd like to have a podcast that completely brings together two of my passions in life.
Which are?
For the first time, yeah. Which is basketball and Mario Kart. So the podcast is basically all the characters we've grown to love in Mario Kart. Imagine Dry Bowser running the lane and dishing it to Green Yoshi.
This seems like a game.
Yeah.
It's
it seems
not a
like
game.
You
it's
played
fanfic.
Mario Tennis and were like, what if this, but it was also NBA 2K.
I did download Mario Aces, which allowed me to play tennis as Mario. And that's a good point. Why doesn't Mario or Luigi ever slam dunk a basketball? I mean, they clearly got the ups for it.
Do they?
Yeah, I mean, you see Mario jumping over pipes that are twice his height. He could probably throw one down, jam it.
Yeah.
Yoshi a reverse too. Windmill of sorts. Yeah, Yoshi. I mean, even Princess, I can see get up there and just yam one home. And you know she could be on fire if she gets that flower power.
Let's do NBA comps to Mario characters.
All right, Marika, you start.
I'm going to go Lakitu. And exactly.
And then which basketball player would you think Lakitu is most like?
Oh, boy. There's so many options.
Right. Is Lakitu the bird? The
he's
little
the,
buzzard?
He's the
one
that
like,
holds...
counts you down, right?
Yeah, he's sitting in a cloud.
Isaiah Thomas.
That's good. The original or the newer, shorter version?
Newer, shorter version.
I like that. And what about Roy?
The character.
The Mario character of Roy.
Brandon Roy.
That's perfect.
I would say Wario is Glenn Davis.
That's cool. Big baby. And Dry Wario. There's a Bowser and then there's a Dry Bowser, right? Are we to assume regular Bowser is just soaking wet?
Bowser is an alcoholic. Dry Bowser is off the sauce.
That's cool. What about Dry January Bowser? So he's like dry for now, but as soon as February rolls around, he's going to be back on the sauce, off the wagon.
Dry January Bowser Jones.
I was going to do the exact thing.
So it's Betty Draper in a turtle shell. Drinking a gin Ricky with Ricky Martin in March with Marcin Gortat. How's that for a Wall Street Journal cartoon?
How's that for a Washington Post?
Like the newspaper?
The what?
Never mind. Oh, what was that bright light on you?
Oh, I was switching to look at my notes.
Oh my God, you have notes for this? It's been awful. I can't believe you planned any of this. The poem at the top that was written beforehand.
I wrote that last night in a fever dream in a fit.
That's awful.
I was throwing a tantrum and I was dancing. I got my septum pierced and then I took it out because it didn't look good. Marika, you're a Broadway nerd.
Yeah.
Emphasis on broad.
Okay. Maybe not the time.
I don't know. Did you see the Sondheim marathon?
I did.
So and I think that your Slack icon is long-haired Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, it's long-haired Gyllenhaal from a Stephen Colbert.
And he seems to be really into Broadway these days.
Yeah, he's doing a lot. He was on. Do you just want me to talk about Jake Gyllenhaal? I'll do that.
Continue. Not too long, but continue.
Okay.
Get to your question, Jeff.
Yeah, yeah, he was most recently in Seawall / Alife with Tom Sturridge at the Hudson Theater, which transferred from the Public Theater, which was also recorded for Audible, so you can listen to it. He did the, you know, Sunday in the Park. You're putting on a, why are you putting on a hat? Are you bored? You asked me to do this.
I'm listening.
What do you want me to talk? What do you want me to say?
Continue. Just, I want you to list everything that he's done since he's had long hair. And we'll get
Since he's had long hair.
We'll get to why.
Okay. I mean, I think those are the two. I think he grew it out originally for Sunday in the Park.
And Amir, you've seen Jake Gyllenhaal's movies?
Yeah, I saw Nightcrawler recently. It was very good.
Yeah. So, and that he has short hair in that, right?
Yeah. I don't know, actually. It might be a little long.
So if we can kind of go off this idea that Gyllenhaal went through some kind of personal growth as along with his hair, I'd like to shout out a few activities, traits, things, phrases, and you guys say whether it's a short hair Gyllenhaal move or a long hair Gyllenhaal move.
These are things that he did
Don't
or said.
Push back on every
I'm
fucking
asking a question for clarification.
I spend hours coming up with stuff like this for you guys. I get on the pod, I offer them up, and then you guys like kind of stop me in my tracks, and you're like, so it's this, it's that. I don't understand. What's not clear about it?
I just wanted to know if we're asking or if we're contributing long hair, short hair Jake Gyllenhaal to actual things Jake Gyllenhaal's done, or if
No,
just random shit.
It's just shit where it's like, oh, that's a short hair Gyllenhaal.
Okay, I understand.
All right, going to a water park.
Long hair Gyllenhaal.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that such a fucking eye? You gave her two options to answer. She gave you one of them, and you're acting like she said something groundbreaking.
That just
long
seems
hair
like
Gyllenhaal.
A,
next one.
It seems like a new money kind of, oh, he's new to Hollywood type thing. Let's go to a water park because he doesn't know that there's classier things to do.
Not really, but okay, continue.
Yeah. All right, Amir, diversifying your portfolio.
Short hair Gyllenhaal. Just keep going. Let's do this.
That's
lightning
so
round
incorrect.
Style.
You guys aren't getting this at all. That's totally long hair. And there are right answers to this.
Yeah, there's not. Yeah, there's barely a right answer. But yeah, continue.
Guesting on a show where he's kind of house hunting. They could call it, I don't know,
yeah,
Mickey Mouse
right, Hunters. Okay, yeah, so, we heard that one already. Long hair.
Yeah.
Next.
Agreed.
Keep going.
Yeah. Agreed. Choosing the frozen yogurt option because it has a quarter of the fat content of ice cream.
Short hair.
Okay.
You're mad.
I also disagree with that. You guys are one for four.
Maybe that was purposeful.
Getting his driver's license.
A short hair?
Yes, because he was younger.
Right.
Very good, very
yeah,
good.
Logic.
You guys don't seem like you're having fun.
Of course not. I don't get this game. I don't give a shit about Jake Gyllenhaal, whether he has long hair or short hair. Like, going to a water park?
And on the opposite of that spectrum, I care a lot about Jake Gyllenhaal and also just don't get this game. So.
You've alienated
keep
everybody.
This keep this yeah. in. Keep this in.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
What have you guys been up to this week? We haven't done one of these for 2 weeks.
I bought two more Nintendo Switch games to try to diversify my playing portfolio. So that's sort of the biggest change in my life.
Ultimate Chicken Horse, is that what you're referring
Ultimate
to?
Ultimate Chicken Horse is one of them. Played with Marika, played with you on the live stream.
Yeah, I didn't fully get the game.
Yeah, it seemed like
you should
it.
Have and then prepared.
You fall backwards in your chair.
Into the wall as if it's a liquid.
The Aurora Borealis swallows you whole. And then I got Mario Aces, which is a tennis game. I'm slowly starting to learn how to play that as well. I'm still into Mario Kart, but I'm trying to, you know, flex other parts of my brain.
Do you think you'll ever get Animal Crossing?
No.
That's fair. I went through a phase like over the weekend and last week where I got really into it again because I decided to care about the villagers on my island and give them gifts so that they would like me more.
Nice.
But this week I am on a decline where I just care less and it feels like a chore.
Oh, I see. So you're losing it a little bit now.
Mm-hmm. It's in waves. How is your week? What have you been up to? Is that what you wanted?
Thank you.
Okay.
No, I flew back home to Cleveland, and I just got tested for coronavirus today, so we'll know in the next 2 days whether or not I have it.
Right.
Does a little part of you wish you had it?
Would make it a hell of a lot easier, antibodies-wise.
Yeah, that's right. And you'd have actually something interesting about you, right, for the first time in your life.
What?
I'm saying like something like that distinguishes you from an average fucking human for the first time ever. You get to be like, hi, I have a interesting thing. I actually got this disease. Otherwise, I'm sort of a nobody man.
No. And
wear an orange hat to stand out, but it doesn't really help because it looks muted.
I thought it helped.
On Zoom.
I thought it helped.
Yeah. You are.
Because the whole thing with the hat, it's like.
You're an oatmeal person.
Hmm.
You're a bland
Any brown
man.
Sugar, anything,
no.
Fruit added,
plain.
Maple not. Syrup, plain. Got
Maybe
it.
A raisin. Maybe.
At least there's bits of oats, though, right? That could have been cream of wheat.
It's too overcooked. It's a sludge.
Fuck.
You are.
Can I at least freeze it and grill it?
You're not only porridge, you are poor.
I'm not porridge, picks. I'm poor rich. That's like being skinny fat. I barely make six figures, so I don't get accepted by the wealthy, and I don't relate to the common man.
It's like that joke in Succession about how you don't want $5 million because you're the poorest rich person in America.
Yeah.
I started watching Dave. Have you guys seen that?
No. Sorry.
I've seen the first few episodes. It was good.
Yeah, you went to the premiere.
Yeah, it was really entertaining.
How many did they show?
Two. Episodes 1 and 3.
Oh, you saw 3?
Yeah, the one where he's... Yeah, the table at the end and the garage door
opens. Yeah. That's something
stuff.
You would write.
Yeah.
You and Jake should write for that show. You guys have a similar voice.
Okay. So who do we talk to about that?
Well, I was thinking that I kind of wanted to bring this up after the stream, but I was thinking that I could manage you guys maybe just because you know me, maybe you throw me 30% instead of 10. And this way I can get you meetings. I can get you in rooms that you wouldn't be otherwise able to. I could get you software that you wouldn't otherwise be able to.
Yeah. so you want triple what a manager normally makes to get me into a meeting that you think you can get me in that I can't. What's an example of a meeting that you can get me into, but that I cannot?
My buddy Kevin, he started a meditation pillow business. So you sort of sit on it and kind of
I don't
breathe.
Care. You get me into that meeting and I can't. I can easily contact this Kevin guy and have a meeting with him, but I don't want
to. Well, you don't know his number. You don't know his number. So, you know, you're not just getting me as a manager. You're getting my Rolodex. You're getting my contacts.
You still have a Rolodex?
I have a Rolodex, and by the time we're finished with your career, you're going to have a Rolex.
That's not a huge goal to make.
Yeah, how much does a Rolex cost?
Well, like some of them are in the 20,000s, but you could probably get a cheap one for like 2,000.
So you're promising me $2,000, of which you get 30% of. How about I'll give you $600 right now to leave me alone for the rest of my life?
Deal. That was what I was hoping.
Ferris, cut this out.
Ferris got this out, but basically somebody DM'd me saying that they wanted to play the Guess Who's 59 joke, or what is it? Guess Who's 58?
Yeah, but it could be for any age.
Let's guess who's 27, because, you know, there's the 27 club.
Yeah.
Okay, who's going to die this year?
Who's 27?
Okay. Rika, can you number crunch for us?
Yeah, sure. Can I also play the game, you know, as a participant?
Yes.
No?
No, yeah, you're just a Google spin of yourself.
Yeah. So we're just naming 27-year-olds. That's the goal.
I'm going to go Josh Hutcherson.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Josh Hutcherson is 27.
Whoa!
I was going to be wrong.
That's great.
That's
all right.
Really impressive for me.
Let's move on.
He used to own a house up on Woodrow Wilson in the Hollywood Hills. $3.5 million.
That's cool for him.
So
it's a treehouse.
Was he in a Disney production?
I don't know.
Was he?
I'm just saying, if you were to make this show that you keep talking about,
he already found the house, Marika. We're talking first time homeowners.
Are we? I wasn't clear.
Ferris, can you just, as a blanket note, just cut out any dialogue where they refute me?
So you don't want any pushback. It's just that uploaded with a HeadGum intro and outro.
I'm going to go one of the Sprouse twins.
Which one? Because they were born several years apart.
I'm going to go Dylan Sprouse. 27!
Wow. What if we all get it? Then we're back to
I remember I was in high school when I found out that they went to NYU, and I really wanted to go to NYU.
Nice. All right, my turn? Or
yeah.
Do you want to just sort of rant about your fucking half-baked relationship with Cole Sprouse?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to get to, is that I can't help but feel like a kinship there.
Kentavious Caldwell Pope, Los Angeles Laker, who's got to be 27 plus or minus 1 year.
Okay. 27.
This is too easy.
I can't think of any others after that.
3 for 3, though. That's pretty impressive. Let's choose a different age.
33.
Ooh. A 33-year-old. Imagine me, but 4 years younger. Can I interest you in somebody named Demi Lovato?
Demi Lovato?
That's right.
Did you guys know that me, Pyle, and Marty went to a Demi Lovato concert?
I did not know that.
A few years ago.
Did she say
this
33?
Is why we need an HR package.
That shouldn't have happened.
We were trapped in Houston, Texas after South By. And we were there for like 3 days and we were like, let's go to the Houston Rodeo. And Demi Lovato was playing the Houston Rodeo. So we stood and watched for a few songs.
What a gig.
It's a huge stadium.
Oh,
if
really?
Yeah. If you left halfway through, would you say you saw Semi Lovato?
Okay, she's 27.
Really? We can't stop talking to 27-year-olds.
Everyone's 27.
Holy shit. Wait a minute, I'm 27.
Brendan Urie.
He's old, isn't he?
Is 33. I feel like you just knew that.
I did know that. Yeah. I did know that. But for Paris cut that out.
Okay, well, that's not fair. Oh, boy.
So far we have 4 27-year-olds and a 33-year-old.
Yeah.
Sounds like a bachelor party if I've ever heard of one.
Okay. Well,
you haven't.
Yikes.
I have never been invited.
All right. Yeah.
That yeah. That, I mean, that tracks Ariza. And yeah. is good, honestly. Miley Cyrus.
She's 27.
Yeah. Fuck.
Is she?
I don't know.
She is.
She is?
If Demi Lovato's 27,
they're all 27.
Yeah.
It's weird that they're all specifically 27. Like, some of these people can easily be 26 or 28, but we've guessed six people and five of them are 27.
Josh Beck.
Oh. Did you guys ever see that Josh Peck movie, The Whackness?
Yes.
I think about it often.
So bad and probably cultural appropriation.
He's 33.
Let's go.
Jesus, you're fucking insane at this game. Here's a segment. It's called The Guy Who Cuts My Hair Texted Me.
Marty?
No, Marty wants to cut my hair.
Osman
texted me. Hi there. I'm back working at a new salon. Because of new regulations, I'm only available 3 days a week and every other Saturday. Feel free to text me at this number. Would you guys get a haircut at a salon?
No. I've had friends do that, and I'm kind of like, that's one of the worst things you could do. I think that NPR rated that a high risk. Higher than going to a restaurant.
Yeah, but it's high risk, high reward, because you can come out looking like a stud.
You're inside all day. You don't need to look great.
Yeah.
But imagine a guy with coronavirus sort of standing over you for half an hour, talking your ear off and spitting down onto you, almost like an umbrella that rains. Wet, wet virus. And then at the end of it, you have a fucking zero fade. And a disease that'll leave honeycomb scarring on your lungs forever. Who says no to that?
And you got a top buzz.
And a middle bun. How
you had
dope
them simulate
that?
Male pattern baldness. So you look like a priest.
And if you're lucky, you only got influenza A.
Wait, so Amir, what do you know about the lung scarring? Because I've heard mixed things about that.
I don't
want to talk about that.
No, I need to talk. I think it's important to talk about because there's a lot of people who aren't taking it seriously.
Yeah, I mean, it's case by case. You know, some people don't even realize they have it. And as you see, some people die. And there's just a wide range of reactions the human body can have based on your age and health status.
Okay. And if I'm constantly getting aroused, that's not coronavirus. That's not a symptom, right?
No, I think you're just horny.
Corny.
Corny, of course, being horny during the quarantine.
Which I think it's fine to be like publicly corny, but I don't think it's fine to be publicly horny. Like if there were normal circumstances, this would be a breach of not only contract, but of social contract, I guess. So the company's contract, social contract. Me bringing up the fact that I'm ever am a sexual being during a work hour.
You're corny on Maine, which is the new podcast you're hosting.
It's Main Street USA meets the Playboy Radio Hour.
What is that?
How do we mix old school values with new school sexuality?
You said you're quarantining at home in Cleveland, right? Does that mean you landed, went to your room, and haven't left in 4 days?
I haven't left other than going outside, yeah.
I see. And then how did you get tested today?
We got, my parents' doctor was able to get us tests.
That's good. Did you do that at home? Did you do the nasal swab?
Nasal swab. And my God, is it an intense sensation. It's not necessarily painful, but it goes up to your nose to where it tickles and then pushes past twice as far. And then suddenly it's like in here between your eyes and you start tearing up like you're crying over like Marley and Me. And then when it comes out finally and you just start weeping, but you're not sad, which is such a strange sensation. It's not the worst test I've gotten. The worst test I've gotten was for LASIK. Amir, did they have you do this where they scrape your eye 3 times each?
No, I don't know about scraping, but they do have to like blow wind in it, check your eye pressure.
No. You would know this for sure. You wouldn't forget this. I think it's because I have chronic dry eye. So I think it was to see if I had the mucus film, but it's this little tab. This little like tissue, so it's full just cloth, and they scrape your eyeball raw 3 times, and they didn't warn me. So she comes and I'm just thinking it's gonna be like a dilation thing. She's like, "All right, just hold still." I'm like, "Of course." And then she does it, and I'm like, "Oh no!" And she's like, "Oh yeah, sorry, it hurts." I'm like, "Thanks for the heads up." And I'm like, "All right, the next eye." And she's like, "Actually, I have to do it 2 more times in that eye." I'm like, "Get it over with, you absolute craven human." Scrapes again. "It burns me." It was awful, and I was a candidate, and then I got a job that had me in LA, so I couldn't come home to get the LASIK. But now I wish I had, because It's only getting worse.
You could do it now.
I don't feel comfortable going into a doctor's office.
Yeah, I feel you.
It can also be absorbed through the eyes.
Yeah, that's why they tell you not to rub your eyes.
Really?
You brought that up. I was agreeing with you. How can you be taken aback by that? You said one thing and I said, you're right. And you said, really? Wow. Yes, really. You're right. You're also surprised that you're correct.
Most of the shit I say is just throwing darts on the board. Let's fucking miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So when any of them hit, I'm like, really?
It seems like you miss 100% of the shots that you do take as well. You just never make anything.
Yeah, but there's more fun in trying. So for me, like being cooped up here is tough for me. Marika, have you been outside?
No, not really. I went...
Loser! I'm sorry, but like Amir and I have been outside at least.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, on walks and stuff. But.
I mean, I go outside when I get packages or food. And over this weekend, I stood outside of my house for an hour talking to my friend. So that's kind of all I've done.
That counts.
What's the most quarantine meal you guys have had?
I feel like that could be a number of things.
Like you had clam strips. And it took 3 hours to get to you. Why don't you tell
true?
That story?
You ordered
I get a
clams?
Text from Marika, not only out of the blue, but off the cuff.
But out of the box.
And left of center. And it said, should I spend $30 to get clam strips and chips delivered to my house right now? And I'm like, all right, why not?
Clam strips?
Because this is a quarantine meal.
Yeah. I mean, you...
Can you take me through what a clam strip is as somebody that didn't really grow up eating seafood? Like, I know oysters are these slimy nuggets. Are clams also that same shape?
I don't.
How do they make them into strips?
That's what I asked. I was like, what makes it a strip? I said, what are clam strips? Marika said, they're fried clams, dude. And I was like, no, but clams aren't in strips. And she's like, well, these are.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, I don't know how else to explain it. It's not like calamari where it's in a ring. They are just little strips.
I'm getting nauseous thinking about it. Like, you know how when you order fries to go and they arrive soggy? So imagine that, but instead of potatoes, it's a fucking mollusk.
Yeah.
I mean, shoal.
Dolphin shoal.
It was a weird... Yeah, so I mean, I ordered these clam strips and fries. It took way too long. There was some miscommunication with the driver in the restaurant.
They said, clearly she can't mean this. Nobody's ever ordered this. We're a Greek diner. Does she mean the gyro?
Yeah, you added a custom item.
Yeah.
The clam strips at this restaurant had been sold out for like 3 days. And I finally saw them, that they were available. And I was like, I have to do this. And they finally arrived truly 3 hours late. It was like 10 p.m. And it was a weird sensation of the clams being crunchy and cold. And I tried microwaving them and they just would not heat up.
Oh, my God. You microwave deep fried clams because they had cooled off. What's the best case scenario there?
That they get warmer, obviously.
A hot, soft clam strip. And did I mention it was deep fried at 6?
I don't like that all of the content I've made is just surrounding various seafood.
You are a seafood enthusiast.
My chowder.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God.
Is there a seafood that you don't like?
I don't know. I don't... really eat any like raw fish or sushi.
Like sushi, yeah.
Yeah.
I could do without haramu.
I don't know. I don't eat shellfish that often.
Unless it's like a deep fried clam strip.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Or like a fully boiled lobster.
Yeah.
You had that on Wednesday.
I actually don't like lobster. I do like crab. Crab, shrimp, and clams are my shellfish of choice when I do get it, which is rare.
Are you feeling a little shellfish recently?
Yeah, I think so.
That's nice.
I mean, probably not, right?
Jeffrey, what were you saying? Marika texted you yesterday.
Marika texted me last night, out of the blue, off the cuff, left of center, a Reliant K lyric, because Marika and I grew up on the same music, basically.
What
which
is
was,
it?
emo pop punk, I would say.
Yeah.
Not just that, but that's where it overlaps. And then we were talking about Reliant K songs, and she said that her favorite is Savannah because it's about her hometown. And then she said, also, this is exact words, also, deadass, I did a tap routine to that in high school.
I mean, first of all.
I want to play for you what this song sounds like.
Hold on. I should defer Amir to understand the other tap routine that I did with this same class was to a Dave Matthews Band song. Just to give you a hint of...
Marika's tapping right now.
Still got it.
I can hear it in my head. Yeah, I mean, it's a nice, like, soft song. It's got a fast
It's a great
beat.
Song.
It's a great song.
There is in a chemistry class, too. For extra
I guess my
credit.
Point is that it's... My point, I guess, is that it's pretty stripped down. Like, it's just bass, upright bass, and drumsticks for most of it.
Would you say it's clam stripped down?
My only issue with Savannah by Reliant K is that it's clam stripped down.
I looked up what fried clams are, and the definition that pulls up is fried clams are clam dipped in milk and then flour and deep fried.
In microwave.
I feel like
to perfection.
I feel like they didn't have to say that they're dipped in milk. That feels like a bad way to start the definition.
I thought you do it in egg wash.
I would have as well, to be honest.
The photos that I'm seeing online look pretty good. It looks like popcorn chicken or something.
If you like the texture of clams, you'll probably like fried clams.
So chewy?
Yeah. That's it's like the, calamari.
That's the log line underneath the diner. If you like the texture of clams, you'll probably think clam strips are fine. Come on down. Our potatoes are soft. Make it a clam night.
Amir, you grew up in Los Angeles.
That's right.
Did you ever go to fairs?
Like the LA County Fair?
Yeah, or like anything that would have a funnel cake.
The closest that I did was my Jewish school throwing like a Purim carnival every year. But it wasn't very like fair style. I didn't go to a fair until I was much older. And that was actually unfair of my parents to keep me away from the Orange County Fair. Which would have provided me with funnel cake and actually I went to a fair once in Texas with a girlfriend at the time, and she wanted to ride on like a tilt-a-whirl. And I'm like, I don't really like rides that just make you dizzy. It makes me nauseous. And she's like, come on, live a little, et cetera, et cetera. So she finally convinced me to do it. I did it and I felt so nauseous afterwards that I vomited in a porta potty. And it's like, do I have to say I told you so at the end of that? Or should she already feel like trash that she poisoned me with her ideology?
I feel like that's the end of the date, right?
Oh, no.
We
ended up getting clam strips.
Did you go to fairs a lot? I went to fairs a lot.
I knew you did. I didn't even have to ask.
I tapped at a fair.
And I knew without asking she was into a fair.
I deadass tapped at a fair.
I really did.
I funneled all my energy into cakes, funnel or otherwise.
I'm not a huge fan of funnel cake.
Funnel cake is just too oily? Fried cake dough.
It tastes too strongly of oil for me.
Yeah. I mean, have you been on a Ferris wheel? And follow up, have you ever been on a Ferris Manchi wheel? So it's Ferris, and he just gets like a little tire for you to play with. And it's like you have like a stick in that like wheel, and it's you and Manchi just going ham and eating ham.
Why?
Because it's the 25th of December and you have nothing better to do with your time/lunch.
Imagine leaving work on your lunch break. Like, all right, I'll see you guys after lunch. And you go and ride a wheel.
With Ferris.
With Manchi.
Yeah.
Ferris should have a podcast called Munching with Manchi. And so it's just kind of like Binging with Babish. But instead of recreating like food from TV and film... He makes TV and film based off of meals that he's had.
That's cool. We should clarify that Ferris Manchi is the producer of this show, right? So like, it's not just a name we made up. It's like an actual human that behind this name.
A very good dude.
Yeah.
We should have him on.
Good.
He does the voice for the commercial, the ad for this show. I don't know if it's up or not, but very, very smooth vocals. So we should be, I'll come up with some segments that only people with smooth vocals could do.
That's cool. I'll join that since I also have smooth vocals. Why are you laughing? Why are both of you cracking up?
Since I also have smooth vocals.
Your voice sounds like the software they do to create anonymity in documentaries.
Why, whatever do you mean?
Yeah, but pitched up to a normal pitch. So it's still the watery murkiness of it.
Yeah, without any of the cool deep bass.
I guess we could end with the segment that we did last week that was a fucking hit. What's the what's one word that you would have to describe your week?
Ooh, interesting.
For me, it'd be versatility, right? Because I can kind of come at you from any angle.
What are you talking
Why
about?
Why are you coming at us?
How is that for this week, though?
Why do you guys just fucking, it's yes and, it's yes and, it's positivity, it's being somebody's colleague.
I never took improv.
Not shooting me down as soon as I say versatility. You'll never know whether I'm behind you, in front of you, the side of you, because I'm lanky, because I'm shadowy, because my face and resume is shrouded in secrecy.
You said you haven't left your property.
All right.
My word is Shakespearean. Watched a lot
Fuck
of Shakespeare.
You. What are you talking about? Ferris, keep this in.
I watched a lot of Shakespeare this week. I have a good reason for that.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah.
Good. Is that because you miss Shakespeare in the Park?
I do miss Shakespeare in the Park, but I was watching a lot because the National Theatre in London has been streaming a lot of their taped performances over the past few months. And I had some catching up to do.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's fun.
So we have versatility, or versatile. And then we have Shakespearean. Amir?
Beef.
Beef?
I had a steak the other day that will rock.
Is that the only way?
Last week.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, this week? Rice.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
It's always oil, beef, rice. I'll turn over in my grave because this is the death of me. The second that you answer with a two-syllable or more answer. It's always one harsh word that conjures up imagery.
Let's try one more.
Okay.
Beef, oil, rice. Now.
Tone.
I mean, it's
Meaning
a little
what?
Better. It's a little better.
I don't know. Because the way he says it and how fucking proud he is. He has his arm up against, on the back of the chair, smiling ear to ear. Tone?
Zone.
Not what you said.
Let me change my answer then.
Fine, zone.
No. If I could change my answer starting now, yes?
Yes.
Sure, fine.
Greece.
You said Greece. You said Greece 2 weeks ago. You said you were living that hashtag greasy lifestyle.
No, yeah. But this is the country. So I had a souvlaki delivered
was
to
it
a neighbor. No, it was drunk.
From a neighbor?
To a neighbor. To a man. Look me in the eyes and tell me what I ordered. You know what I mean?
No.
So, hang on. Let me just get this straight. What actually happened? You ordered, what is it, souvlaki?
Yes. And yeah.
And
tone.
Then
tone
hand
is,
delivered it to an unknowing neighbor. And
I'm
when
saying,
they opened the door,
I'm saying
you said,
my word is tone. You didn't accept that. So I shifted gears and I had to call an audible. So I figured, it's all Greek to me.
Nice.
Let's make it Greece. Have you ever been to Mykonos in the fall?
Is it different in the fall?
I don't know. I haven't been. But to be there and to eat this gyro made me feel like a hero.
Yeah, we're not going to. What is the show? We're not going to buy the show. This is a pitch meeting. You came in here. You started saying, let me describe my week to you in one word. Tone. And what's the tone of the show? Well, it's all Greek to me.
It's a workplace dramedy.
About and it takes place in Mykonos in the fall.
An
Did
American
I mention I
diner.
Hand-delivered a souvlaki to my neighbor? And when he answered the phone/door, I said that it's all greasy.
No, I don't want a pilot. I want the whole freaking season. And speaking of seasoning, could I recommend Lowry's seasoning salt? You put that on your clam strips.
You drop it on the desk, it goes everywhere.
Glass shatters. Oh, shit. You're going to want to weed out the actual salt from the shards.
It's fine. We'll deal with it later.
Thank you.
What's the name of the show?
It's All Fine to Time, starring Amir Blumenfeld.
It stars you.
Is this the theme song?
Yeah, well, I don't want to just pitch you a show and hand it off. This is my baby. Take I need it, to work on
fine,
it.
Fine, take it from the top. We'd love to hear it.
What?
The theme song that you just sang.
The theme song is sort of a parody.
Of what? So,
of a song you may or may not have heard of.
Okay.
Just sing it. We don't need to all this prefacing.
Oh, say can you grease by the dawn's early fries what's a clam strip we ate at the microwaving died when I ate those strips and they were fried on the grill. And it sort of ends there. The rest of it is the outro music.
Which is...
What so proudly ate clams at the twilight last greasy and the rocket's red corn, the bumper sting on Dorn gave proof to the sight that her flag was still sold. Oh, say, can you eat these oysters on the grill slash day? I want to be free. And this part is sort of what the actual national anthem is. And the home of the brave. Or whatever. But Monchi, keep that in. Or Ferris, take it out. Can I have your two-season commitment in the room?
Fuck it. Yeah.
Of course. Like,
you accosted my ears with that.
There's a lot of me singing on this podcast, which I didn't expect.
Well, there's not enough Marika Sax, which I did expect.
Yeah.
Care to play us out?
No.
All right. This is good content. Ferris, yeah. Keep it in. I guess we should end it here. We'll see you guys next week. Do you guys have anything to plug?
Listen to the HeadGum podcast on
HeadGum.com.
So listen again. The numbers could always be better.
Follow me on Letterboxd, I guess. Marika Elon, MarikaElon.
Yeah, all of them are horrible takes. You said Passion of the Christ was not believable.
Sorry, I said it was unbelievable. 12 stars. Is Elon your middle name?
Yes.
That's cool.
I'd like to plug the documentary 13th. If you haven't seen it, everybody watch it. It's 90 minutes.
You're really making us look bad, huh? I just plug a fucking podcast. Marika does her Letterboxd, and all of a sudden you're the saving grace because you're plugging a documentary about racial injustice. Congratulations. Actually, let me go first. Not much to promote, just 13th on Netflix, which I think is pretty important. Jeff?
I was going to say 13th, but now I'll plug The End of Policing by Alex Vitali.
Shit,
it's free on versobooks.com. You fucking asshole.
I'm also on Instagram is all.
Also, on our weekly streams, we're donating any super chat donations that come in to various orgs every week. So tune into that.
When are we going to get that capture card? People really want to see us do Mario.
Capture card is coming to my house on Saturday, I believe. And if it actually works, Mario Kart's coming to a theater near you. 25% capacity. You got to wear a mask. No popcorn, but enjoy the show.
What are the takeaways? I guess, Marika, you did tap routines to Pop Punk.
You don't have to worry about the takeaways. Like,
I have to worry about the takeaways.
No, let people just remember what they want to remember. You don't have to like reiterate what happened. The podcast just ended, so let them just take away what they want.
Yeah.
You don't have to recap it all.
Well, for me, it's nice to have. I learned about Amir is that you said that you would risk your life and the lives of others for a haircut. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I didn't say that. I was joking about that at a certain point, but yeah, that was like 18 minutes ago. So you can just listen to the episode again and then decide to remember whatever you want.
All right, and then the last verse of Grease.
It was just the actual national anthem, "Home of the Brave, Land of the Free, Home of the Brave." So that's. And that was very, very recently, so you don't have to recap that at all as well.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Later.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.